Well, not so fast, my friend, from the National Football League. Trace McSorley to Marquise Brown, 70 yards, and with 2:58 to go in the game. Now the Steelers 19, Ravens 14. And both teams have all three timeouts. Time for a Tennessee football practice report. We head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage as we get to say hello to Eric Kane. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Jeremy Pruitt just wrapped up his Wednesday evening press conference. It was a quick one. But the biggest news that he said that after Tuesday's round of COVID-19 testing, a couple of positives, including one player and one off-the-field staffer, were present. So you had a couple of positives, including one player, one staffer, and that they are in the process right now of confirming and just making sure those are not false positives. If you remember earlier in the season, Tennessee had a couple of false positives that were apparent. So they're kind of going through that process right now. Jeremy Pruitt said that practice has been a little bit different this week and then last week leading up to game day, considering the 14 to 16 players who are in quarantine right now. And so they've taken the pads off a little bit. They've not gone in shelves as much, and it's been more teaching, getting ready for this game. Jeremy Pruitt was noncommittal here this evening on who would be the starting quarterback this week against Florida, whether it be Jared Garantano or Harrison Bailey or somebody else. But earlier on the SEC teleconference today, Jeremy Pruitt said that, Tennessee's freshman quarterback would definitely play. Give this a listen.
Harrison will definitely play Saturday. To what extent, we've not decided yet. I feel like the three games that he's played in, obviously the situations were probably favorable to him at the time, based off the score. But I thought he handled himself really well. He continues to improve. The more practice time that he gets, probably the more comfortable he is in the system and his surroundings and the people around him. So
that was Jeremy Pruitt on Tennessee, a freshman quarterback, Harrison Bailey, definitely going to get to see some action Saturday against the Gators. Just doesn't know if that's going to be in a starting capacity or if that will be off the bench. Guys, another thing that Jeremy Pruitt said earlier today on the SEC teleconference was asked, would you accept a bowl invitation? Everyone qualifies for a bowl, but if you get a bowl invite this year, would you take it? And this is what Jeremy Pruitt had to say about that.
Absolutely. I think it's, you look at all the young men across the country that have came back. They came back when they had no idea, what the circumstances were. They came back because they loved the game and they wanted to have an opportunity to play. And, our guys continue to work really hard. And, this is 1 year. We probably will have the majority of our team back next year. And it's something that they're looking forward to.
Again, that's Jeremy Pruitt on Tennessee's bowl chances, or rather if they will compete in the bowl game if invited. It's absolutely, according to the head coach. But again, Jeremy Pruitt just wrapping up his media availabilities here on a Wednesday. He will meet with or on ball calls virtually later this evening at 8 o'clock, and of course you can hear that right here on B Sports Animal. But the big stories coming out of the day, it looks like a couple more positives in Tuesday's round of COVID-19 testing, at least one player and one off the field staffer. They're working through that process of confirming it's not a false positive, and no declaration on who will be the starting quarterback come Saturday against the Gators.
Eric, if the player and the staffer both end up positive, that could also impact contact tracing, couldn't it?
Yeah, I feel like we should be, kind of experts on this whole COVID and contact tracing and the rules and regulations involving it, but it's still just as confusing as ever. But you're right. I mean, if these end up being positives, then you got to go through that whole process of finding out where you were, where the person was positioned, were their masks being worn. You can do everything right and just forget something small like wearing a mask in a meeting room like the Denver Broncos did this past weekend and ultimately not be in a good position heading into game day. And so that process would have to be undergone. And you would think that, the Tennessee football program and really every football program that's playing right now have been taking steps to ensure that, or really the expectation that there might be some more positives. If you have some positives on Sunday, then there might be some more on Tuesday and Thursday when you test again. So, go ahead, and obviously you're already taking separation measures and taking those protocols into practice, but, ensuring that you know, there might be some more positives. So just make sure that you don't have any contact tracing protocols broken within that. But I would expect that it could affect the numbers. Tennessee has, got about 16 players, Jeremy Pruitt said earlier this week, that are not practicing right now, that are in contact tracing protocols. Those players can still, if they did not test positive for the virus, those players can still work out, but they must be alone. It's a little bit different. It's not a practice. You're not with the team in person, but you can still work out and get a workout in and try to stay in shape before game day. So, we'll have to keep tabs on that and see how that progresses the rest of the week heading into Florida.
I asked Pruitt about Florida's defense. It gives up about 26 points and about 387 yards a game. He thought it was a bit misleading because he was talking about how much Florida scores, and sometimes on defense you start getting a little bit softer coverage and maybe even lapsing a little bit late in games.
Yeah, Jimmy, you brought that up. Let's hear from Jeremy Pruitt. I've got that clip as well. This is Jeremy Pruitt on Florida's defense and how it might be a little bit misleading. This is from the SEC teleconference earlier this morning.
Well, I think probably some of that is the fact that, they've scored so fast offensively. And based off the scoreboard, usually as a defensive coordinator, if you're scoring 40 points a game, maybe you might play with a little, a softer coverages at times, especially late in the game. So I don't think that's as far as the points they've given up and the yardage they've given up is really an indicator of how good they are defensively. I think it's based off circumstance.
Again, that's Jeremy Pruitt talking about Florida's defense. If you remember, he said very similar comments about Alabama earlier in the season. If we remember, Alabama's defensive stats were skewed because the team gave up about 45 points or 48 points, I believe, to Ole Miss a couple of weeks prior. And Alabama scores so many points. Florida scores so many points. And so it's almost like Jeremy Pruitt saying that the coverages are a little lax, the defensive play calling might be a little lax. And as a defensive coach, I don't think Jeremy Pruitt would coach that way. So maybe there's just some coach speak in there as well. But, Florida's defense isn't as good as it normally is. However, it's still a Florida defense. It's still an SEC defense. And it's still a defense that'll give Tennessee some problems if it continues to play like it has offensively for the duration of this five-game losing streak.
And with Kevon Bennett being dismissed from the team, what did Pruitt say about the players most likely to have an increase in the number of snaps?
Yeah, Tyler Barron was the first name mentioned out of his mouth. Of course, a local product from Knoxville Catholic High School. He's seen a lot of playing time early on this season. Debuted in game number one against South Carolina. So I think Tyler Barron's a guy that you're going to see a whole lot more of. Morvin Joseph is a guy that we mentioned a couple times earlier in the week. And Jeremy Pruitt mentioned him a couple times tonight. In fact, in the press conference that just wrapped up, he said that Morvin Joseph plays inside linebacker on first and second downs, and he shifts to the outside in practice reps on third down to become a pass rusher. And he's really benefited by Tennessee not playing in games here of late because he's been able to get those camp-like reps in practice. And so Morvin Joseph is a guy that you've seen this year, not seen a whole lot of, but you saw a little earlier in the season, but a guy now that you could see make more of an impact on the edge on third downs, as well you have Roman Harrison, who has been a little bit banged up this year, was a freshman last year, came on, played a little bit this year. He's got a couple of sacks, and Roman Harrison is a guy that should be making an impact as well. John Mincy is also a guy that could play that position, but I would expect to see some more young guys play that position now with Kevon Bennett dismissed from the football team.
Any other news or notes?
That'll do it here for tonight. Audio and video of Jeremy Pruitt's Wednesday evening press conference. That'll be up on our website momentarily, 991thesportsanimal.com. Jeremy Pruitt, a virtual appearance at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock right here on The Sports Animal for Vol Calls. This UT football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
Eric, we sure do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great night, a fantastic show in the morning, and we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And that is a Tennessee football practice report.